Pope Benedict today turned his attention to the year of the priest during his weekly general audience, as Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict greeted thousands of people in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday as he spoke about the importance of the year of the priest, which he began a week ago Friday on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. He connected the feast to the year of St. Paul, which just concluded.
There's a close link between the Pauline year, which concluded last Sunday, and the Church's current celebration of the year for priests. As we have seen, St. Paul, in his life and his writings, teaches us that the mystery of Christ must stand at the very heart of our lives as individuals and as a community. This is true in a very special way of priests. In St. John Mary Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, we see a wonderful example of a priest whose person was completely identified with his ministry. The priest's personal identity, grounded in his calling and his sacramental configuration to Christ, may not be separated from his pastoral activity. Indeed, the ministry of every priest is essentially cultic in the fullest sense of the word. It is meant to enable the faithful to offer their lives to God as a pleasing sacrifice. It is my hope that the year for priests will help all priests to appreciate the immense grace of their vocation, consecration, and mission. During this year, may the whole Church pray and work more fervently for the sanctification of priests, an increase of priestly vocations, and the greater appreciation of the role of the priest in the life of the ecclesial community.
At the end of the audience, the Pope greeted the Italian National Conference Against Usury, which battles predatory lending in the country, where many people feel forced to go to loan sharks to make ends meet. The Pope thanked them for their important work against what he calls a social scourge. He urged them in their task in fighting usury and extortion, saying it imposes a humiliating slavery on its victim. He also greeted representatives in the Italian Interparliamentary Association, Culture of Ethics. He used their presence as an opportunity to underline the importance of ethical values and morality in the political realm. He concluded his audience with a mention of prayerful support for those engaged in summer activities, including students undertaking exams and those going on vacation, which he says he hopes will be restful and beneficial. I'm Chris Altieri.